And welcome into our weekly episode of Heads or Tails. Bill Priestley here with Michael Rudolph. And Michael, we're going to talk a little bit about some housing markets, also jobs here, as we affect into the last part of this final part of the fourth quarter of the holiday shopping season, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have quite a bit to unpack, and you know, we're only a few weeks left in 2023, that is. So this last little bit of data that we can extract from the year is going to be pretty important to kind of judge the tone of how 2024 will proceed, both for the economy and trucking markets at large.
First, let's jump into it. You've got a few charts here, and leading off.
Sure. Yes. We're looking at total employment, non-farm employment. And so we have the data from November that just came in. It was a surprise to the upside, right? Which is good, kind of qualified good, right? It was almost 200,000 jobs added in November, right? Which was both above October's 150,000 and above the consensus for November, which is about 183. So that's good that, you know, the labor market is still healthy. That puts the consumer in a good position to spend. And of course, for more goods to move over the roads. The qualified nature is that in November, a lot of striking auto workers kind of returned, almost 50,000 of them. So, you know, a lot of that job growth was just kind of the strike ending and the natural consequences from that. So that is kind of good news in a sense, because that means the Federal Reserve won't be bothered by a red hot labor market, right? If they're weighing whether or not to hold rates higher for longer or to start cutting them in the near future, right, this won't be a factor of them thinking, hey, we need to hold rates higher, our fight against inflation is not yet done. Really, the big number that we were looking for in this release was the unemployment rate, actually. And that is for the reason called SOMS rule. So it's a recession indicator that if the three-month moving average of the unemployment rate is 50 basis points higher than its low in the past 12 months, that is almost guaranteed a recession within the next year. So if it had hit 4%, right, that would have kind of triggered that recession indicator. If it had stayed at 3.9%, it would have been alarming, but actually it dipped to 3.7%. So this is kind of pretty solid growth in the jobs market. Again, it just puts the consumer in a stronger, safer position. And, you know, we have a lot to worry about with the health of the trucking industry, the health of credit markets. So at least this is one thing we don't really have to worry about just quite yet.
How fragile is that number at this particular point when you look at the difference between 3.7 and 3.9?
I mean, it's a bit of a technical difference. And like I said, it is just that kind of recession indicator that has worked, you know, in the past so well. But, you know, really, there's not a huge difference between 3.7, 3.9 or 4%, right? You know, really, when we get into, you know, 5%, 6%, that's when the differences start to be felt. So, you know, we look at the kind of jobs openings and like the kind of looseness of the labor market. Recently, just last week, actually, job openings tumbled to their lowest since March 2021. So, again, this isn't going to bother the Fed, right? But it is, you know, harder to find a job if you don't already have one secured. So that whole trend of quiet quitting or whatever is behind us now.
Okay, so let's move on here. We're going to talk about the housing market here as well.
Sure. Actually, before we touch to the housing market, we're going to talk about the employment situation in the trucking industry, right? Because we just want to talk on that very briefly. So you see that things are going quite well with trucking, right? We were down actually 5K in November for the whole sector. But truck transportation in particular gained a slight 700 jobs. So, you know, a small gain is better than no gain. But of course, if you're looking for capacity to leave the market, right, that kind of continued resilience of the truck transportation subsector is a little bit alarming, right? We do want to see, I mean, we don't wish to see anybody lose their jobs, but we do want to see that number come down so that, you know, kind of capacity comes in balance with demand in the market. Warehousing, alarmingly, was down 8,000 jobs in the month of November. That does kind of reflect, again, the strategy that we've mentioned for a lot of shippers and retailers, right? That kind of just-in-time versus just-in-case. They got burned over the past couple of years, kind of holding on to a lot of inventory that didn't travel very quickly. So they're learning from that mistake. I think they realize that they have enough capacity to secure should they need it. So they're going to go out and get a truck when they need a truck, not if they need a truck on standby.
Gotcha there as well. Okay, so let's jump into the housing market here and see how things are moving along there.
Sure. So we're going to be looking at the housing market, the housing starts release later this week. We have the data from October, right? And it was actually a little bit better than expected. The housing market's in a little bit of a rut. Mortgage rates are still pretty elevated. They have come down. They're at about 7% right now. They were nearing 8% in October. So, you know, mortgage rates come down a lot. You know, houses are still not affordable for many would-be home buyers. But housing starts in October were actually up almost 2% on a monthly basis. And this was against an expected decline of about half a percentage point. So that is a little resilience that we like to see. Of course, that feeds, you know, a lot of flatbeds, but also as homes get built, they need to be filled up with furniture. We've touched on this many times. So that's a lot of durable goods, right? Kitchen appliances, televisions, whatnot. That just kind of feeds the trucking industry, you know, in all modes, respectively. So we do want to see continued health in the housing market. We will be watching this week's release of the November's housing starts pretty closely.
So we got about a minute and a half left here. If you look at it right now, seems like we can kind of say tailwinds perhaps a little bit here, but not necessarily for the full forecast in the future.
Right. I mean, this is, again, a very qualified kind of narrow look at what's going on in the economy right now. If we look at the labor market, we do want to see that this is like kind of the last pillar of strength just for the broader economy, but also the consumer, right? So if that does go, so too does everything else. And we do want to see that, you know, the labor market doesn't, you know, crater, but it also doesn't heat up over much, right? Because that is what kind of keeps the Fed up at night is, the labor market tightening and then wages growing accordingly, feeding inflation, right? We would like for inflation to be behind us. We would like for rates to start coming down in the near future. But also, you know, if the consumer doesn't have, you know, a steady source of income to pay their existing lines of credit, then that's not good either.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a tough situation to handle, but also hopefully one that has some promise in it as well. Michael Rudolph, thanks so much for joining us for our edition of Heads or Tails.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll take a short break and come back with more for It Was Now content after this.